Okay, I'd like to share with you some good news, Akula. I mentioned something last week as Svaras Atzmi, and I see it's in the Igros Moshe. Ramesha has the following shaila: a man who goes up to the country, and he must be at work Monday morning. So he can only come from Friday afternoon till Monday morning. And if she's going to count 5 and 7, the mikveh night comes out Monday night. And it's going to end up getting pushed off many days. So he's matir doing 4 and 7, if it's possible, if she can clear up, doing 4 and 7, based on the shlaw that we learned. He says the svar I mentioned last week. The shlaw said that if Yom Tov is Friday, and the Leil Mikveh is Friday night, so the preparations are going to be a day off from the Leil Tefillah, better count 4 and 7 and do it earlier. I mentioned he doesn't say push it a day later. So you see, if the choice is a day later or a day earlier, it's better a day earlier. And Ramesha says exactly that svar. I probably had seen it and I just forgot that I saw it. But Ramesha says that you can be mekel if she could clear up after 4 days, to count 4 days in a Shiva Nikiyim rather than 5 and Shiva Nikiyim, just for that reason alone. So we have a marker for it. What? It's Chelik. It's Yeridei Chelik Dalad, page Kuf Tzadik Tes. There's a series of in one long tshuva there, about 24 tshuvas to Reb Shimon Eider. On in Yarei Nida, on page Kuf Tzadik Tes, he has this. Sidritah, remember, the Sidritah was Mekel even if there was a beer the hours before, but just not Beir Mishmash. I think he mentions Sidritah. What? Okay, we perform the same schedule. Okay.
So they should name the kids Ruth. Ruth after,
name the child Ruth. If it's a boy, they probably should not choose that name. All right, we're up to Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Shaloi Titfoli Isha B'Yayin. There are two parts to Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayin, the Sif Aleph and Beis, which talks about Tefillah B'Shabbos, and then the end of the Sim, which talks about Tefillah B'Yayin. A Sif Aleph looks to be easy enough. Ein anida v'azava v'yeledes, oilais mitumasam b'lai tefillah. Anida, zava, yeledes, anatar, unless they go to the mikveh. Afilu acha kama shonim, chayiv koris aval achas mehen. Even after many years, she hasn't seen dam. If she didn't go to the mikveh the last time she was a nida, she remains a nida. Elim ke tovlu karoi b'makam erayi. Unless they did a proper tefillah and a proper mikveh, otherwise she remains a nida forever. What is the chiddush? Yeah, that's what he means. Hefsek tahara, counting 7. Even that, you're not tahara unless you also go to the mikveh. The question is, what's the chiddush? So it really is a tremendous chiddush, because if you look in the Chumash, it doesn't say anywhere in Chumash that a nida has to go to the mikveh. All it says is that she counts 7 days. It doesn't say a word about going to the mikveh. Where is it? Oh, here it is. The parsha, even of a zava. In Mitzayra, Tesvav Yates. Isha kisiya zava dam ye zayva mipsara. Shivas yamin tia benidasa. Chalegei ba yitmar erev. She's a nida for 7 days. Chal shetishka lo benidasa yitma. Chal sheteshev lo yitma. Chal negea bimishkav yichabiz begad of rochas mamayim. B'tami ad arev. It says somebody who touches a mishkav hanida needs to be lo b'mayim. Doesn't say about the nida. Chal eva kliyash tefele yichshev mayim rochas mamayim. But doesn't say a word that a zava or a nida needs. Actually, this parasha is not zava. This parasha is nida. Even though it says here zav dami, here zav b'sara, it's all about nida. The next good. 1 second. Isha ki yav zav dami yamir rabim b'leis nida. So then it talks about a zava. So it doesn't say beferish in the Torah that a nida goes to the mikvah. It says she counts 7 days. So he's saying to Kavu Chaimis, Tosfos in a number of places in Shas is bothered. He's not bothered by a shayla lahaloch if she has to go to mikvah. He's bothered what's the makar that she has to go. So what you're saying is Tosfos in Yuma, Dafayin Ches. Tosfos there says that it's a Kavu Chaimer. Mother, someone who touches a nida has to go to the mikveh to become tar. So certainly a nida herself has to go to the mikveh to become tar. What? Ain on shem minadin. One time is you can't give ain shem at least in des the minadin. There's another time. Tosis and Chagiga asks on Tosis and Yuma. You say it's a kavachayma from my God. It's not true. Someone who touches a nida, she's not also to her husband. She's tamei. Someone who's tamei magas nida, dine tumen tahara. There's no issue labayla. If the whole marker that you have to go to the mikveh, a nida has to go to the mikveh to lose a dine nida, is a kavuchaymer for maga nida, so then there's no marker for an issue labayla. That's Tesis kasha in Chagiga. And the what? There's a makar and paiskim for it. That we don't say Safik Tumer B'Shusarabim and Safik Tumer B'Shusayachid by Isur Labayla. Paiskim say, even though by Tumer Tahira we have the rule that Safik Tumer B'Shusarabim is Tar, B'Shusayachid is Tameh, we never find that in Hilchas Nida. So I don't think Chasinov says it, but I think there are others that say that Safek Tumma doesn't apply to Issa Isha Levayla. It's not to do with Tame. It's to do with to Din Issa. So the Tosfos and Chagiga has a different marker for it. He says the first Tosfos is Yuma and Ches. He says the Kavachayim from Magah. Tosfos and Chagiga says Dafir Aleph says that in Parshas Matos when it says you have to Tovel Kalim, it calls the water of the tefillah, it says, b'mei nida yischata. It calls it mikvah water, mei nida. So that means the water which a nida is tayvel, yischata, if the kelim become tahar. So Tosfos HaGiga says that's the makkah for it. Mei nida, paraduma is called mei nida. Obviously that pasuk is not talking about the paraduma, and I don't know what to do with the paraduma. The what? Maybe may nida is tumas maga nida. All right, I don't know how to dash him sukkim. What? There's a separate pasuk in the chumash for maga nida. Marabokim anilach. The third marker is Tosfos and Shabbos Yud Gimel. He says, "V'hadava b'nidasa